452.
It is designed to protect the rights of minority voters, but whether a key section of the Voting Rights Act is constitutional is now up to the Supreme Court. Oral arguments today over Section 5 of the Act, which requires new voting rules and boundaries in certain parts of the country be approved by the Justice Department.
CBS News Chief Legal Analyst Andrew Cohen joins us live now. Oral arguments in the court, of course, do not always reveal how the justices will rule, but they certainly do give us a bit of insight. What did we learn today?
They do, and this case is a little bit different from the Affordable Care Act case we all were talking about last March when the oral argument took place, because that was sort of uncharted territory. It was a new law. Now we have a very old law, Section 5. It's been around since 1965, and some of these justices very recently have chimed in on what they think about it in earlier rulings. Justice Thomas, for example, is on the record as saying he is ready to strike down Section 5. Chief Justice Roberts has been on the record in other cases, and again today, as being very skeptical of the argument made by the government, made by civil rights attorneys, that there is still a congressional justification for treating some of these jurisdictions differently, for requiring, say, a jurisdiction in Alabama to pre-clear its election laws when you're not requiring a jurisdiction in Ohio or Pennsylvania from doing the same thing.
On the other hand, what about the liberal side of the court? What kind of questions did they ask?
Well, they were very pointed as well. Justice Sotomayor asked of the Shelby County attorney, you are coming to us from a jurisdiction with a long and consistent and current record of racial discrimination in voting. Section 5 has been applied to your state over and over again in recent times. How can you come before this court and say that the reasons Congress renewed the act in 2006 are outdated or unjustifiable given current conditions? Aren't you in a particularly bad position to be making the argument that the act, that provision of the act, should go away? One of the other justices, Justice Breyer, Justice Ginsburg, were asking about the idea of the differences between Section 5, which requires these states to basically justify what they want to do, and Section 2 of the Act, which requires individuals to challenge the laws. There's a big difference, right? The burden of proof is on one in one case and the other in the other. So that's the sort of line that you got from the liberals on the court. And again, it's going to likely be up to Justice Anthony Kennedy, who has consistently been quite skeptical of the argument made by supporters of the law that this does, in fact, treat different states differently. He essentially made an equal protection argument on behalf of the states.